All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Beautiful Gemara. Today's daf is Chav Ches 28. We are picking up Chav Zayin on the base 27b, and we are picking up six lines up from the bottom. Amar Rava, Nishpa al Kikar va'Achla. So listen to this. Rava said, a person take a shvua. What's the shvua? I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And what happens? Imshir. So we'll say, what happens? Imshir. Mimene kizayis. Nishal aleha. So we'll say, if I eat the loaf of bread, but there's a kizayis left, I have the ability to go ahead and do she'ila, literally revoke the vow. Now we'll say, we have not spoken about the mechanics of shavua revocation, which we will get into, but for now, we'll just take it at face value, the Gemara statement. So the Gemara saying over here is as follows. As long as there's something left from the loaf, as long as at the end of the day there's at least a kizayis left of the loaf, I have the ability to have the shavua revoked. And therefore, also when I do that, what ends up happening? Turns out that retroactively, I didn't really violate anything. Because now retroactively what? Retroactively, the shavua was never really in effect. Therefore, again, the consumption was totally permitted. However, achla kula, if I eat the entire loaf, ein nishala leha. Once I eat the loaf, you eat the loaf. You can't have any kind of oath revocation. Amali Ravach Bredi Rava, Ravashi, Hechidami, what's the case? Ida Amr Shalom Ochal. So we're going back now to what we spoke about yesterday. So what's the case? If I said Shalom Ochal Kikarzu, so also remember again, we established in yesterday's Daf Shalom Ochal is a Lashon of Kizayis. That says that even a Kizayis is us. So therefore, if that's the case, Mi Kizayis Kama Avde Li Isura. Then I will say, if I said Shavuot Shalom Ochal, that means a Shavuot to even eat a Kizayis. That means from the time I eat the first Kizayis, then what? I'm in violation. So even if I manage to go ahead and revoke the oath, how does that change the fact that Lamaisa, every single Kizayis consumed up until that point, was Aser? Ida Amr Shalom Ochlena, and if I use the Lashon of Shalom Ochlena, which Rabosa means what? As we established yesterday, that Lashon means, I swear I'm not going to eat the entire loaf, then if that's the case, my Irya Kizayis. And then Rabbi say, why should there have to be a kizayis left of the loaf? Top of Chaf Chesam Adalif. Afilu kol shehu nami. Rabbi say, if that's the case, then I said, Shavua shalo ochlena. Shavua shalo ochlena means what? I take a shavua that I'm not going to eat the entire loaf. Which means that as long as I've not consumed some part of the loaf, even a minuscule amount, less than a kizayis, I am not in violation of my oath. See what the Gemara is asking over here? Rava wanted to say that if I swear that I'm not going to eat a loaf of bread, and I go ahead and I leave over a kizayis, as long as there's a kizayis left over, I could have the oath revoked, and retroactively I'm not chai for any act of consumption. So the Gemara says, well, what's the case? If I said shvo shalo ochal, which asers a kizayis, then every single kizayis I've eaten up until this point has been a separate independent iser. So if that's the case, how could I revoke that? And if I said shvo shalo ochlena, that I swear that what? I swear that I'm not going to eat it, and remember, ochlena means the entire loaf. If that's the case, then what, Rabbi say? If that's the case, then even if I left over the most minuscule amount, even less than a kizayis, ultimately, again, I should not be chayiv. To which the Gemara says, you're right. The truth is, the Gemara says, we can answer this no matter what your formulation was. If you said shalokha, or whether you said shalokha, how so? Ibois, and I will say third line down, Chav Chesam Dalif, Ibois, Ema Shalom Ochal. So if you want to say, I will say it's a case of Shalom Ochal. So remember again, Shalom Ochal says that even a Kizayis is Aser. So if you want to say Shalom Ochal, so therefore what Rabbi will say, Migo de Mahangile She'ila Kizayis Basra, Mahangile She'ila Nami Akizayis Kamo. We'll say the logic is that since ultimately again, She'ila, since revocation will work for the first kizayis, now as Rabbi say, if before you even went ahead and what? Before you even went ahead and ate of the loaf at all, I made the shavua, and now before I eat of the loaf, I want to go ahead and revoke the oath, I have the ability to do so. So just as she'ila works for the first kizayis, therefore by definition, so she'ila will work, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Migo de mahayile she'ila kizayis basra, excuse me, just as she'ila, just as revoking the oath will work for the last kizayis, so too it will work for the first kizayis as well. So the novelty here is, the same way if there's one kizayis left, I have the ability to revoke the oath, so that I should not be chayiv. chayiv for this act of consumption. Since it works for the last kezayis, it works for the first kezayis as well. V'ba'isem, the other possibility is, v'ba'isem, shala ochlana. But I could also interpret this as how? As a case of shala ochlana, where lemais, again I said, shvu shala ochlana, which I will say under normal circumstances means what? Under normal circumstances is an oath not to eat. Not to eat the loaf in its entirety. Therefore, ishir kizayis chashiv liishtaluye ale. So we'll say, if I have a kizayis left over, then that is a chashiv amount. And because it's a chashiv amount, I have the ability to petition for revocation. V'ilo, but we'll say, if I didn't leave over a kizayis, then what? Lo chashiv liishtaluye ale. So we'll say, that amount is not considered to be chashiv enough to petition for some type of oath revocation. So we'll say, so bottom line, what comes out according to Rava is as follows. That according to Rava, if I take a shvuah not to eat a loaf of bread, as long as, there, and I ate it, but I left over a kezayis, as long as there is at least a kezayis of the loaf left over, Rava says I could have the oath revoked, and it turns out that retroactively, I have not violated anything. What the Gemara has successfully proven, or at least it seems to have successfully proven, is that's independent of your formulation. Whether you said shelo ochal, whether you said shelo ochlena, ultimately, again, Rava's statement will hold true. Meisvei, so that's the kasha. Misha nadar shtei neziros. So we'll say the Gemara quotes the same question we had in yesterday's daf. Misha nadar shtei neziros umana rishonos. So we'll listen to this. I go ahead and I undertake two nidrei neziros, which I will say means what? I say hareini nazir, and then I say hareini nazir. I undertake two oaths of nazirus. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Umana rishona vehifrish ala karban. I count the first period, and I go ahead and I separate out a karban. So we'll say, so I count the, we'll call 30, stand nazirus 30 days. I go ahead and I observe 30 days, I separate out my karban, and what happens? Ve'achar kach nishal al harishona. And then I will say, what do? I go to a chacham. Remember again, this is by a neder. So I go to a chacham for ataras nedarim or hafaras nedarim, whichever one. I go to a chacham, and what happens? I go ahead and I have the first oath annulled. So I will say, what's that halacha now? Also loshnia berishona. Ultimately, again, but what do I? So I have the first oath annulled. But I will say, what happened? I have the first oath annulled. But what? I observed 30 days of Nazirus. So what happens to those 30 days? So the Braisa suggests those 30 days could count in fulfillment of what? Of the second oath. So we'll say, why is this important for us? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. It's the first of the short lines in Rashi. V'achar kach nishal al harishona. Alma, afa gav da'az lalakula nishal alah. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that even though ultimately, again, the first one is gone, right? Excuse me, even, I should say differently. Even though the period has already elapsed, you can still go ahead and revoke the vow. In other words, we'll say what that is a raya to is the concept that even after something is quote-unquote finished, you have the ability to still revoke it. So the 30 days have passed, but yet I still have the ability to revoke that original neder nazirus, and that period will count ultimately for what? For the second neder nazirus. Now, why is the Gemara bringing this up? So remember, Meisei is a kasha. Why is this a kasha? Because Rava said that the only way to revoke the Shvu'ah Rabbi Osai is if what? Is if what? If there's a kezayis left. What the Gemara is suggesting is, I don't understand, even if he ate the whole loaf, I should still be able to revoke the vow. After all, look in Nazirus. In the case of Nazirus, the guy observed the entire period of Nazirus already. It's over. It's consumed. And yet, then afterwards, he's able to petition for revocation, and he's able to effect revocation. So you see from here that even if there's nothing left of the original vow, there's nothing left of the original oath, revocation is possible. So to Rava, why do you require that a kezayis of the loaf be left over in order to have the shvo revoked? To which the Gemara says, no. Hacham askinon bishelo kiper. The case of Osai by the Nazir is, he did not yet bring his karbanos. So as long as he did not yet bring his karbanos, therefore, at Osai, the Neder Nazirus is not considered to have completed. So because it's not considered to have completed or closed out, therefore, by definition, he has the ability to revoke the Neder. Ay, v'hatanya kiper. But we have another braisa that indicates that this halacha by Nazir is true even if he brought his karbanos, even if he brought his karbanos. So we'll say, finished his neder nazirus, he brought his karbanos, and yet still, he could go to the chacham to petition for annulment for the neder nazirus, to which the Gemara says, you're right, bishalo gilach. The case of Osai is ultimately again where the Nazir did not yet shave his head. So as long as he did not yet shave his head, therefore what? The Ned in Aziros is considered to be still, quote unquote, open, still ongoing, and that's why he could petition the Chacham for annulment. So the Gemara says, B'shalo galach, Rabbi Lazar yidamar taglachas me'akva. And Rabbi say, therefore, the price will reflect the view of Rabbi Lazar, who says that taglachas me'akva, which means that the shaving of the Nazir is me'akev. That if the Nazir does not go ahead and cut his hair and shave his right, shave himself, then lemaisa, again, the Nazirus is not complete. Aiva tanya galach. We'll say, but once Gilach, but 1 second, but we have a Braisa that's not Galach, but Gilach. Right, we have a Braisa that says ultimately again that he did shave, Right, we'll say, right, so meaning we have a Braisa that indicates that Lamaisik and he did do all these things. Ravashi, the Zeros Karam, so we'll say, therefore Ravashi. So we'll say, remember again, the Gemara is bringing the case of Nazirus as a kasha and Rava. Rava wanted to say that the only time you could ultimately get the shavua revoked is, we can only revoke the shavua when there's a kizayis of the loaf left. Because then, the shavua, quote unquote, is still open. But if you were to consume the loaf in its entirety, you would no longer be able to go ahead and achieve any level of revocation for the oath. The Gemara brings the case of Nazirus. In the case of Nazirus, it sounds like, even if the Ned in Nazirus is totally complete, both especially now, even if he went and he brought his carbonos, even if he went ahead and he cut his hair, he shaved, so still he could go ahead and have the Ned Nazirus revoked. So what's happening over here? To which the Gemara says, Ravashi, Nazirus Karamis, are you going ahead and contrasting Nazirus with Shavuos? You can't. I'll tell you why. Mi garam l'shnir shalo tachol rishona. He will say, at the end of the day, if I go ahead and I undertake 2 Nidrei Nazirus, I say Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. So we'll say, what is it that prevents the second one from devolving upon the first? What happens is the first. It's just that I can't observe 2 Nidrei Nazirus simultaneously. That's, I mean, there's a technical issue over here. I can't undertake 2 of these oaths at the same time. So by definition, that's what prevents me ultimately again from observing them simultaneously. But once the first one is gone, once the first one is there, how is it gone? Because they have it revoked. Then by definition, the second one automatically devolves. And therefore, again, even the days that were observed for the first can now ultimately, again, go ahead and be counted as part of the second. We'll take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Mi garam l'shnir shalo tachal klomar. Mi garam l'cha lomar shayamim haminuyim lo l'shnir nimnu. What is it that would prevent you from counting the days observed as fulfillment of the second oath? Ela shat la rishona. Detema azla la rishona. V'tikshi l'cha rishona ha'isigrem s'lo l'cha lomar kim. Ve'ina, look at the next Rashi, I'm sorry. V'hari gala ha'chacham l'cha shecharataso shel zeh, shecharataso shel zeh, charata. V'akaras ha'rishona me'ikara. V'nimtza minyan ha'minu ishala shnia. Nimne v'kula rishona kati ha'vakayma kishinishal. Aval kikar shinishpar leva achla. Al karchach avarla al shivu asa. So we'll say, here's the difference. The difference is, the second Ned Nazirus was just as valid as the first, but I couldn't observe it because you can't observe 2 Nidrei Nazirus simultaneously. So therefore, again, as long as the first is in existence, the second one can't exist. But as soon as the first one is no longer in existence, how is it no longer in existence? Through revocation. By definition, the second one devolves. Masha'en Kim Rabbo say, when it comes to the loaf of bread, the halacha is, if there's some part of the loaf that's still there, I can revoke the shvuah. But once the loaf is gone, the shavua is gone also. Once the loaf is gone, there is nothing upon which to attain some level of revocation. Ameymar says, Afilu achla kula nishal Allah. So also listen to this. Ameymar says, the truth is, Ameymar disagrees with Rava. And Ameymar says, even if you went ahead and you ate the entire loaf. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. Even if you went ahead and you ate the entire loaf. Achla kula. We'll say, even if a person ate the entire loaf, Mishal Aleha, you can still go ahead and have the Shuva revoked. We'll say, how so? Ibishogeg, because let's analyze this. If I eat the loaf, Bishogeg, Mechusar Karban. We'll say, remember again, if you violate the Shuva Bishogeg, what's the Halacha, Rabbi Osai? You have to bring a Karban Ola Viyoreid. So if I went ahead and I ate the entire loaf, if I ate the entire loaf, Bishogeg, then by definition, I'm still missing the Karban. Ibe mezid mechusar malchus. And if I eat the loaf intentionally, then what? I'm missing Malkus. Remember again, intentional violation of a Shavuah brings with it a Chiyuv Malkus. So we'll say, what's the Gemara saying me? What is the Maimer telling me? A Maimer is saying, listen, even if I eat the whole loaf, if I have not yet been punished for my infraction, whether Beshogig, Karban, Olav, Yored, or Mazid Malkus, then by definition what? It's as if the Shavuah is open. It's as if the Shavuah is still unfolding. And as such, again, as long as the process is open and unfolding, therefore what? I can go ahead and still achieve revocation, or still have revocation for the oath. So the Gemara says, listen to this. Aval, kasfu ala amud lo. Rabbi, bless you. But once they go ahead, Rabbi says, let's say I violated the Shavuah intentionally. I'm so chayv Malkus. So we'll say, remember we suffer from our Malkus days, that how would they administer Malkus? They would tie my hands to a post, and they would administer Malkus. Once they tie you to the post, then revocation of the Shavuah is no longer possible. All right, but essentially, once they tie you to the post, so the process is over. The process is over. Now we'll say, now why is this? Why is this? So the Gemara says, Damar Shmuel, Kafsua ala amud veratz mi bezdin pater. Shmuel says that once they go ahead and they tie me to the post, right, for Malkus, if I were to run away from Bezdin, ultimately, again, I would be putter from any further Malkus. And I will say, now, what's the logic for that? Remember, we saw this in Malkus, actually. The logic when I will say is that the whole concept of Malkus is that it is to be a demeaning experience for the individual. Once you're tied to the post, right? The Gemara seems to say, once you're tied to the post, you've been demeaned, and therefore, again, if for some reason the Malkus doesn't end up happening, like you run away, so Lemaise, again, we would not administer the Malkus under those circumstances. To which the Gemara says, Velohi, the truth is, none of you are stating incorrectly, Hasam Rats Hachalorats. So we'll say, it's not just being tied to the post. It's what? It's being tied to the post, and ultimately, again, running away. Rashi says over here, Hasam Rats, Vinis Baze Bemenusa Zu, Viika Vinikla Achicha, Kevish Nikla Hariu Achicha. Both say the idea is it's the running away that ultimately, again, is the demeaning part. It's not the being tied to the post, it's part of it, but it's the running away that's ultimately demeaning. So both say, so bottom line, comes along Amemar, and Amemar goes ahead and disagrees with Rava. And Amemar says that Halacha Lemaisa, even if you ate the entire loaf, it is possible that Lemaisa, again, you could still have the Shavuah revoked. How so? Essentially, as long as you have not yet been punished for your infraction, so the Shavuah is quote-unquote open. And as long as the Shavuah is open, revocation is possible. It's only once punishment is administered, either for Mazid Malkus, for Shogei, Karban, Olav, Yori, then the Shavuah is closed. Once the Shavuah is closed, then by definition, revocation is impossible. Good. Well, let's go back to Amar Rava. Shavuah shelo ochal ki garzu. So we'll say, actually, these we get into some interesting cases here as well. This we'll say is where we're going to get into some Shavuahs that are dependent on Tinoim. So Amar Rava. Rava says as follows. Shavuah shelo ochal ki garzu, ochal zu. I swear I won't eat this loaf if I eat this loaf. Imachal zu. Va'achal es harishonos. So we'll say, listen to this. And I end up eating the first loaf, right? Which is the loaf where we'll say, which triggers the Shavuah. So remember, essentially what I'm saying over here is, I won't eat B, Shavuah shelo ochal, I swear I won't eat B, if I eat A. Okay, so what happens? V'achas harishona, b'shogeg, v'ashim reis. So what ends up happening? I eat loaf A, b'shogeg, I forgot. In other words, what does b'shogeg mean? Remember, there's nothing wrong with eating loaf A. It's just that if what? That if I eat loaf A, that triggers a Shavuah, not to eat loaf B. So I end up eating loaf A, but I eat it b'shogeg. So achalas harishona b'shogeg. So b'shogeg means what over here? B'shogeg means I forgot about the Shavuah. I forgot about the Shavuah. Right, I forgot about the Shavuah. Because remember again, shogeg, remember, it's going back to what we learned a couple of days ago. Shogeg, when it comes to Shavuah, refers to Shigagas Shavuah, or Helam Shavuah, not Helam Chifetz. Remember, there are two ways you can be Shogeg. Either I forget about the Shavuah, or I forgot about the object. I thought this object was something else. Remember again, for Shavuah liability, you only chayef for Helam Shogeg, not for Helam Chifetz. So I swear if I eat A, that will trigger a Shavuah not to eat B. I eat A b'shogeg, but I eat B b'mezid. Which Rav Osai means what? At the time I ate A, I didn't realize, I forgot about the Shua. Then afterwards I remembered, and when I ate B, I realized that what? B was in fact Aser because of a Shua. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? So Vashieba means Potter. So we'll say, in this case, ultimately again, I'm going to be Potter. Why? Since the Shua wasn't triggered by the inadvertent consumption of loaf A. Rishon Bemezi Lushnei B'Shogig, but if I ate the first loaf, Loaf A b'mezid, which Rav Osai means, I intentionally ate it and I triggered the Shavua, Ushnia b'shogeg, and then I went ahead and what? I ate the second loaf b'shogeg. What's the halacha, Rav Osai? Chayiv. I will be chayiv. Shteyed b'shogeg. What happens if I eat both loaves b'shogeg? Potter. Rav Osai, in this case, I'll be potter. Amud beis. Shteyhen b'mezid. Rav Osai, what happens if I eat both loaves b'mezid? So listen to this. Achle l'tinai. So we'll say, so watch this. So what happens if I eat both loaves b'mezid? So achle l'tinai. So we'll say, it depends. If I ate what we call the tinai loaf first. What's the tinai loaf first? That's loaf A. That's because, remember, the case is if I eat loaf A, then that triggers a shvua not to eat loaf B. So if I ate loaf A first, v'hada achle li surei, and then I ate loaf B, so ultimately, again, this is the case where I'm eating both of them b'mezid, then mechayiv. Then ultimately, I will say, in that case, I'll be chayiv. However, achle li surei, v'hada achle li tinai, I will say, now here's where it gets interesting. What happens? What happens if I eat the Us Isra loaf and then the Tanai loaf? So we'll say, in this case over here, I eat loaf B first, and then I eat loaf A. I eat loaf B, and then I eat loaf... Now again, in this case, I'm eating both of them b'mezid. So as it says the Gemara, in this case, and this is great, Plugta de Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So we'll say, here I come to the Machlokas, de Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about what we'll say. We've seen this so many times that we are bekiyim in this. Hasra'as Safik. So we'll listen to this. So, Leman Damar Hasra'as Safik, Shema Hasra'a Chayiv. So if you'll go say, we'll define this in just a moment. If you'll Hasra'as Safik is real Hasra'a, then ultimately again I'll be Chayiv. Leman Damar Lav Shema Hasra'a Potter. But according to Bin, who says that it's not a real Hasra'a, it's not a good Hasra'a, then I'll be Potter. We'll say, what's the case? Look at Rashi. It's four lines down from the top in Rashi. Achle li Yisrei v'hadar achle li Tanai. So most remember again, they argue about Asra Safek earlier in the Masechta. The truth is, we already saw this back in Makkos and in Sanhedrin. Behind Nami Asra Safek. So we'll say, this would be a case of Asra Safek. How so? Because remember, what's happening over here? The case over here is, I'm eating both loaves, but maize. But what's the order? I'm eating loaf B first, which is what we'll call the Shavua loaf. And then I'm eating loaf A, which is what we call the Tanai loaf. That's the order in which I'm eating them. So Rashi says over here, V'hain nami asra safek. This would be a case of asra safek. Why? Dasra b'shas achila isra ba'ina. Well, say, under normal circumstances, for asra to work, what has to happen? Asra has to be given right before the prohibited act. V'inkan ela hasras safek. Al tochlena shema tochal es hashnia. The name says over al zu lemafreya. So we'll say, what's the case over here? The case over here is I'm eating loaf B before I eat loaf A. So we'll say, so what is the hasra going to look like in this kind of case? What does hasra look like? What does hasra look like? The idiom are going to tell me, listen, Silver, you're about to eat loaf B. Don't eat loaf B, because if you eat loaf B and then you end up eating loaf A, then what? You have violated a shavua. I will say, so that's not definitive hasra. Why? Because technically speaking, if I eat loaf B and never ever eat loaf A, then what? I don't do anything. Nothing happens. So I will say, that's called hasra's suffix. They're not giving me hasra about a definitively prohibited act. They're telling me that what I'm doing now can become asr if I subsequently do something else. That's called hasra's suffix. Therefore, again, according to Madam, who says Hasra Safek Ishma Hasra, that it works, then ultimately, again, I'll be chayiv for intentionally eating loaf B and then intentionally eating loaf A. But however, again, according to the opinion, who says Hasra Safek Lav Shma Hasra, then what? Then I will not be chayiv for the intentional consumption of loaf B, followed by the intentional consumption of loaf A. Tla'an Zubazu. We'll say next case. What happens if Lamaisa, again, I hinged both loaves, one upon the other. What does this mean? I will say, lo ochal zu, im ochal zu. I will say, now here we're going to see a little bit of reciprocity. I won't eat this loaf, if I eat this loaf. Lo ochazu im ochazu. Lo ochazu im ochazu. And I won't eat this loaf if I eat this loaf. So we'll say, so what's happening over here? As opposed to the previous case where there was what we'll call, for lack of a better term, like a linear relationship between the loaves, right? If I eat loaf A, then loaf B becomes prohibited. In this case over here, what the Gemara is suggesting is as follows. I won't eat, right? If I eat loaf A, I can't eat loaf B. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, let me say that again. Lo ochazu im ochazu. I won't eat this one if I eat that one. So I won't eat B if I eat A. And I won't eat A if I eat B. So Moshe, so what do I do in a case like this? So Rashi says, over here, Tlan Zubazu, Shtehen, Kid Mefarsh Azil, Nuntu, Shtehen, Isser, Ushtehen, Tanai. So Moshe, as opposed to the previous case, where in the previous case, loaf A was the Tanai loaf, and loaf B was the Isser loaf. In this case, both loaves A and B are what? Are both Tanai and both Isser. So what do I do in this case, Moshe? So Tlan Zubazu, Lo Ochazu, Lo Ochazu, Lo Ochazu. Zuim ochel zu, va'achel zu bezodon atzma or b'shigigas chaverta. And what else will say? I eat loaf A intentionally, right, and loaf B b'shogig or b'zu bezodon atzma b'shigigas chaverta. What's the halacha? Will say putter. Will say in these cases, ultimately again, one will be putter. So the Gemara says zu b'shigigas atzma or bezodon chaverta. The zu b'shigigas atzma bezodon chaverta. Chayiv. Rav say ultimately again, if I eat the first one, b'shogeg, which Rav means I forget about the shvua, and the second one, b'zadon, or, Rav say everything depends on the first loaf you're consuming, or, in other words, the point over here is, if I eat the first one, b'mezid, even by definition that triggers the whole thing and I'll be chayiv, even if the second one is consumed b'shogeg. If I eat the first one, b'shogeg, even if I end up eating the second one, if I eat the first one, b'shogeg, I'm sorry, zubishigas asma b'zodon chaverta, zubishigas asma b'zodon chaverta, then chayiv. Shtehen b'shogeg, we'll say what happens if I eat both of them b'shogeg, then ultimately again potter. Shtehen b'mezid, what happens if I eat both of them b'mezid, then what? Ashnia mechayiv, so we'll say, then we go back to the previous machlokes. The second one I'll be chayiv for, shnia mechayiv, shtehen b'mezid, ashnia mechayiv, arishona Pluta de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. They will say, so according for the second loaf, ultimately, again, I'll be chayiv. For the first loaf, will be the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish regarding Hasra Safek. Fine. Amrav Mari. So I'll say, Rav Mari said the following. Af anan nami tanina. The truth is, we learned this concept as well. Arbo'an nidarim yitiru chachamim. They will say, there are four different nidarim, which the chachamim essentially said are void. What are the nidarim which the chachamim said are void? Nidre Zeruz, and I will say, we're going to define each of these categories. The Gemara is just focusing really on one right now. Nidre Zeruzin, which I will say ultimately again, so we'll see Nidre Zeruzin are Nidarim that a person doesn't really mean to go ahead and undertake, but rather again, he's just undertaking them to Mizaris himself, to go ahead and create a certain urgency for him to accomplish something. Nidre Havai, Nidre Havai will say means meaningless Nidarim. Nidre Shkagos, inadvertent or accidental nidarim, and nidre onsin. It will say nidre onsin are nidarim ultimately again taken under extenuating circumstances. Now we're focused on just one of these. Nidre shkagos ketzad. It will say what is the case of nidre shkagos? What is the case ultimately again of where a person takes an accidental nidar? Ketzad konim imachalti vimshasisi. So we'll say I say the following. This item should be prohibited upon me if I ate or drank anything today. Okay, so we'll say, look at Joshua just a moment. Nidre Shkagas Ketzav, it's in the widest lines, about 8 lines down. Nidre Shkagas Ketzav, Katan Yerisha Abarim Darim Zirachim, Nidre Zerzin, Nidre Avai, Nidre Shkagas, Nidre Zavaz Mefarshlu. So Konim Imachalti, Rashi says, Konim Alay Davar Ploni, and Machalti Ayom, Vusavar Shalo Achal, Viniskar Sha'achal Oso HaNeder Batal Umutar Boso Davar. So let's listen to this. The case of Nidre Shkagas is as follows. I take a neder. This item A, should be prohibited upon me if I ate or drank today. And right, the Gemara says, "V'niskar sha'achal v'shasa." And then I realized that what? I ate nevosin. And when I made the neder working under the assumption that what? That I didn't eat or drink today. That's why I made the neder. And then I realized afterwards, you know what? I did eat or drink today. I did eat or drink today. So I say, so what's the halacha? The halacha ultimately is, this is a mistaken neder. She'eini ochel v'she'eini shosa. Or I will say, if I go ahead and I take a neder, she'eini ochel v'she'eini shosa, and I will say, I take a neder, this item will become prohibited to me if I eat or if I drink. And what happens? Shachach v'ochel v'shasa, and then I forgot the neder, and I ended up eating and drinking, mutter. So we'll say in all of these cases, ultimately, again, it will be mutter. We'll say, now, what does this mean, it will be mutter? So Rashi says, konim sheni ochel, konim alay davar ploni imani ochel hayom. So we'll say, this is a future tense neder. Item, it will become prohibited to me if I end up eating or drinking today. V'shachach shvuaso, and I forgot my shvua, really neder. V'achel v'shasa, mutter ba'osa davar, haynu derev ha-shatar she'izachel neder b'shas kiyum ha-tanoi. So we'll say, the idea over here is, what is the example of Nidre Shkagos? The example is where I forgot the neder at the time. Now we'll say, now again, it takes on two different forms. Either, if I made a past tense neder, this item should be prohibited to me if I ate or drank today. Now at the time of the neder, I thought that what? I didn't eat or drink. Then I remembered afterwards that in fact, I did eat or drink today. That's called the neder shkaga. We'll say similarly again, I say to myself, I make the neder. This item should be prohibited to me if I eat or drink today, and I forget, and I end up eating or drinking, the item will still be mutter. Why? Because these are called nidre shkagos. So Gemara says, v'tani alo, and we learned about this, k'shem she nidre shkagos mutarim, the same in Rabbo say, that nidre shkagos are mutarim, that accidental nidarim don't prohibit, kach shvuos shkagos mutaros. So to Rabbo say, what? So to shvuos shkagos mutaros as well. So too, if you undertake a shvua b'shkaga, it also will be mutter. So we'll say, so take a look at Rashi for just a moment. V'tani Allah, k'shem sh'nidre shvua shkaga mutar, v'haynu kidi Rava. And I will say, ultimately again, this will reflect the view of Rava, that a person has to go ahead and remember the neder at the time of the performance of the Tanai. So we'll say, therefore again, any case where I go ahead and I forget my neder, quote unquote, or my shvua, at the time of the action, by definition, that is called a shogeg, and one will not be chayiv for that. Good. So it says the Gemara, Ifa or Ifa tani shvuas beirava. So we'll listen to this. So Ifa learned the halachas of shvuas in the yeshiva of Rabba. So we'll say what happened. Poga ba'avimi achua. So one time, Avimi, his brother, bumped into him. Amarle. So we'll say, listen to this. So now Ifa. Ifa and his brother Avimi bumped into each other. So Ifa happened to be just be learning the sugya of Shavuos in the yeshiva of Rabba. So Avimi decides to test his brother's knowledge, and he says, "Amrlei, Shavuos shelo achalti mahu." What happens if a person, Rabbi Osei, says two consecutive Shavuos? Right, I swear I will not eat. Right, I swear that I did not eat. I swear that I did not eat. What's the ramifications? Mahu. So we'll say what he was asking him literally is, what are the ramifications of making two consecutive Shavuos? Amrlei. So we'll say, so Ifa responds, Eino chayiv ala achos. The only chayiv on, so we'll say, now this seems to be mefarsh. We seem to have learned this already beforehand, right? That halacha lemaisi, only chayiv once. Why? Because you can't go ahead, you can't go ahead and make the same Shavua twice. So Amrlei, ishtabashta. So we'll say, ultimately, again, Avimi tells his brother, you have made a mistake. You're wrong. You're chayiv, why? Hari yatsa shavua l'sheker. Because I will say, ultimately, again, he has made a shavua sheker. Now, what does that mean? So let's take a look at Rashi. It's about 9 lines up from the bottom. Hari yatsa shavua l'sheker. Misha nishpa harishona yatsa l'sheker mipiv. V'hochala v'ashniya shavua acheres. Actually, go back for just a moment. Rashi says over here, the previous Rashi, so we'll say, remember again, the key over here is, I swear I did not eat, I swear I did not eat. And I will say, what ends up happening? I ate. The key over here is I ate. So the question is, how many times am I chayiv? So if I respond, you only chayiv once. Because I will say again, at the end of the day, the second shvuah is meaningless, because ein shvuah chalal shvuah. Comes along a member and says, I'm sorry, my brother, you're wrong. You're chayiv twice. Why? Now again, now look at Rashi. Haru yatzah shvul l'sheker. Misha nishpa haru shon yatzah l'sheker nepiv. Because we'll say, it turns out that, remember, at the time I made the first shvua, that first shvua was a shvua sheker. Right? Because it turns out that's what? I had, in fact, eaten already. V'holchala. V'ashniya shvua acheres hi la'atzma. Therefore, I will say, the first oath was a false oath, because it turns out that I had eaten before. Therefore, that oath is gone. And therefore, when the second one comes about, I will say, that is a second independent oath. Ve'im l'chala potra b'shvua l'shavar, mishen ein shvua chala al shvua ela b'shvua l'haba, shechozer v'oser es ha'iser v'hu nishpa l'kaim es ha'mitzvah. So we'll say, what Avimi was telling his brother is, the concept that one shvua cannot develop upon another shvua, we'll say, is only for what? Future focused shavuos. Because if I say, I swear I'm not going to eat the loaf, I swear I'm not going to eat the loaf, the second shavuos is meaningless because it doesn't answer anything new. But if I say, I swear I didn't eat anything today, then I will say, and it turns out that what? I ate, then both of those shavuos are shavuos sheker. Both of them are false oaths. Therefore, by definition, there is liability for both of those oaths. Fine. So, weiter. Shavuos, we'll say, the brothers keep testing each other. Shavuos shelo ochal teisha v'aser. Let's listen to this. So Avimi asked his brother Ifa another question. Let's say, I swear I won't eat nine figs. And then again I say, I swear I won't eat 10 figs. So two oaths I will say. I swear I won't eat 9 figs. I swear I won't eat 10 figs. Mahu. So Ifa responded, Chayiv al kolachas va'achas. One should be chayiv ultimately again for both shavuos. Now look at Rashi just a moment. Shlo ochal teisha shlo v'aser. Shtei shavuos hayu. Shua shlo ochal teisha te'inim. V'chazer shua shlo ochal eser te'inim. V'ochal eser te'inim. Now the case over here is that I end up eating 10 figs. Behelam echad. Mau. Talomer shein shavua achrona b'chlal shavua rishona. V'ein zor shavua chalal shavua. So we'll say, if I wanted to say, I'm chayiv for two shavuos. I'm chayiv for the first shavua for 9. And I'm chayiv for the second shavua for 10. Amar Lei, to which Amemer responded, Ishtabashta, my dear brother, you are wrong. Itesha lo achil, eser lo achil. I will say, there is no way to fulfill the second shvua without what? Without the first. Therefore, you can't eat 10 without eating 9. Therefore, Amemer posited that halacha lemaisa, you'd only be chayiv once. You only be chayiv, ultimately, look at Rashi, Ishtabashta, Yeshvua al shvuahi, Shanishbur shalo yoch al tisha, Nishpa al eser, the chol kama delo achel teish lo asir lechol eser. Because we'll say ultimately again, the second shvua by definition overlaps with the first, and therefore again can't be chal. Therefore, I will say when I go ahead and I eat the ten dates or the 10 figs, I'll be chayv ultimately again for the violation of the first shvua. Next, shvua shelo ochal eser v'teishamau. We'll say what happens if I reverse it. I take a shvua. Shvua number one, I swear I won't eat 10 figs. Shavuah number two, I swear I won't eat 9 figs. What's talach? Amahu, eino chayv ela achas. We'll say, if said, I'm only chayv once. Because in that case, we'll say, once I answer 10, then by definition, 9 doesn't do anything. Amar lei, ishtabashta. Dear brother, you are wrong. We'll say, this is where sibling rivalry comes from, right? So you're wrong. Eserhu delo achil. You're wrong. Why? Because the Bosai, the first oath goes out and prohibits 10. But the second one does what, the Bosai? The second one only prohibits 9. Which also means, what he's saying over here is as follows. What he's saying over here is, based on oath number 1, I can't eat 10 figs. But I can eat 9 figs. Therefore, again, oath number 2 of Bosai comes to what? Comes to Aser even 9 figs. Therefore, ultimately, again, one can be chayiv for both shavuos. Look at Rashi just a moment. Ishtabashta. Rashi says over here, that's the previous Rashi. He says, remember, again, I will say, with the first oath that said, I can't eat 10 figs, so remember, again, all that oath asserted, I will say, was 10 figs. But what? But what? 9 should be permitted. mechayiv mishum shvua achrona. Therefore, when I eat nine figs, I won't be chayiv for the first shvua, but I will be chayiv for the second shvua. Kishishlima leesr avar ishan. So we'll say the way this works is as follows: if I say shvua shalo ochal eser, shvua shalo ochal tisha, then what, Rabbi Osai? If I go ahead and I eat nine figs, then what? Then what? I'm chayiv for the second shvua, and when I eat the tenth, then what? I'll be chayiv for the first. So we'll say what you begin to see over and over again is what Amemer is trying to teach. What Amemer is trying to teach, ultimately, again, Eifa is as follows. Is first of all, again, the concept, which is very important, of Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua, that one Shvua cannot devolve upon another Shvua, so that concept only applies to what? To future tense Shvuas. If I say, I swear I won't eat X, I swear I won't eat X, so make that second statement is irrelevant because X has already been answered. However, again, on past tense Shvuas, Rabbi Osai, ultimately, again, I can be chayv repeatedly. Why? Because ultimately I can be chayv for Shvua Sheker. What Amemar keeps trying to teach Ifa, Rabbi Osai, is that when you make multiple Shvuas, essentially, again, as long as Shvua number two is answering something that Shvua number one did not answer, then what? Then ultimately, again, both Shvuas will be chal. Okay, well, so stop over here. We'll pick up a Meretz Hashem and Amra Abaye tomorrow. Shkoyach.